Here's another of those. There are two kinds of people dividers, those who ride motorcycles, those who don't. Day-to-day contributing writer Marcos McPeak-Viatoro, take it away.
60 years ago, my Salvadoran mother and Appalachian father mounted a 1948 Harley-Davidson Panhead, the biggest motorcycle of its time. They were newlyweds. They couldn't talk much to each other due to the language differences, but that didn't matter. They headed out of San Francisco looking for Route 66, wearing leather from their goggles to their boots. Dad yelled back, "Honey, you ready for the adventure of your life?" And she said, "Ay, Ralph, como te quiero tanto." They rode all the way to East Tennessee, the first of 9 cross-country trips on the Harley. At age 16, I'd look at the photos from that time and weep, for there's nothing quite as tragic for a teenager than knowing your parents were bigger badasses than you will ever be. I recently bought my first Harley. Midlife crisis, you know. It's a Road King classic. At 96 cubic inches of motor, it is, I believe, in the biggest bike of our time category. Its color, black cherry pearl. I have 2 opposing parties of friends. The, "Oh my God, dude, that's so cool" camp, and the, "You're going to kill yourself, you irresponsible middle-aged brat" camp. My wife, Michelle, wasn't sure which party to join. She worries, but she likes the color. I asked her, "Want to take a ride up the Pacific Coast Highway for our anniversary?" Michelle looks really, really good on a bike. She snuggled up against me. I lit that baby up and off we went, heading toward Ventura, about 40 miles up the road. 40 miles of beauty and wind and sun, and before long, sore buttocks. We pulled into a small town, unzipped our leather jackets, found a coffee shop, and ordered 2 lattes. I was tired. We rode home, went to bed early, and got up just a bit sore. How did they do it? My parents, how'd they ride 12 hours a day for 5 days? I called my old man. "How far'd you go?" he asked. I told him. "Hell, son, that's a milk run." He told me of a time he and Mama slid through half of Arizona due to a rain that covered the highway in mud. He was a careful driver. He had to be, with a new wife sitting behind him. A woman from another country, deep brown, riding on a Harley with a white man in 1948 America. You can't get more badass than that.
Writer Marcos McPeak-Viatoro is the author of the Romilia Chacon crime fiction series. Day-to-Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com.